Welcome to WICE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection brings to you diverse perspectives and viewpoints from community leaders across West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue. If you're listening to this program, you are likely already aware of WICE and the incredible impact it has on connecting community with music. On today's show, we have no one else but the station manager of 88.1 FM WICE. That's Phil Tower, of course, a friend and colleague here at the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Phil, thank you so much for coming on Community Connection today.
Thank you for having me here. This is a weird chair to sit in.
I know, it feels a little reversed, but I think we'll make it through. Phil, for those who aren't familiar, can you tell them a little bit about what you do here at WICE?
Well, I don't make coffee because I haven't learned how to use the big thing that we all drink coffee out of with this wonderful crap, but I serve as station manager of WICE, and hopefully if you are listening, you know we are a community radio station. We're also a public radio station. We are non-commercial. We're licensed with the FCC as a non-commercial radio station. We have been on the air in West Michigan for nearly 40 years, put on the air by the Wyoming public school system in the mid-1980s. And the format that you hear, the unique, wild, wonderfully eclectic mix of jazz, folk, rock, blues, and world music, and a whole bunch of subgenres for every one of those main genres, that format was born in 1987. So the radio station has been on air nearly 40 years, and we've been here in downtown Grand Rapids, all volunteer run since 1997, since actually February of 97. We are unique in the fact we're all volunteer run. We are not affiliated with a college or a university or any type of large institution that provides a majority of our funding. I like to say, Allison, we're real grassroots radio, listener, donor, supported. We have some small businesses that also underwrite our programming, and that's about 90% of our budget. So it's a big deal that we connect with the person on the other end of the radio.
And it's just about time to start doing that. The spring fund drive is coming up.
Yeah, and it's coming up Monday, April 22nd through Friday, April 26th. It's only 5 days. And if you've ever listened to a public radio station, fundraising over the air and public radio kind of go together, kind of like peanut butter and jam or something like that. They're a necessary thing because you don't hear commercials and you don't hear long commercial breaks. We actually only run 4 breaks per hour when we stop to tell you what we played and a few underwriting announcements along the way. Small businesses, and we're grateful for their support. And some listeners who also help provide all the things that it takes to run a community radio station. The salaries for the small staff we have, 3 full-time and 1 part-time staff member. And then, of course, well, I don't think our listeners know this, Allison. Hmm. We have 85-plus programmers who come in to do shows. A lot of them are subs because people's schedules change. They have vacations. They have family things.
And they're
things
volunteers.
Come up.
They're all volunteers. Getting paid.
Yes, and people show up randomly without a paycheck and create a radio show. They do it all live. There are a few pre-recorded shows, but during the day, the majority of what you hear is all live. It's happening in the moment here at Bridge Street on the near west side in downtown Grand Rapids. And the fund drive is important because it is one of our primary ways of raising money. In fact, the listener donations outpace the small business underwriting revenue pretty significantly. So we are really counting on you. We've got a lot of great incentives, but our transmitter alone, just the power for a month of our electric bill at the transmitter is around $1,100.
Wow.
So beyond the staff, the transmitter electric bill, the utilities here at the Community Media Center.
The studios, the lights.
But we do this very, very reasonably We don't have any slop here. Nobody's driving company cars. There's no slush funds. There's no luxury here in community radio. It's very grassroots. It's very simple. We did spend some money in 2023 rebuilding our studios, badly needed after many years of equipment kind of being held together with duct tape and a lot of love. We are here with brand new studios, recently upgraded and really great equipment, but we've had some challenging technical issues in the last 6 months. Our fiscal year runs July 1 through June 30th. So this is the last fundraiser of the year. It's really important our listeners know that.
Can you give the dates for the fund drive?
Again, it's April 22nd through 26th. If they're hearing us right now on Saturday afternoon or on Sunday morning, you can donate securely at WYCE.org. Now, we have a lot of really cool incentives if you tune in during the week when we're live on the air with a whole bunch of different programmers and pitch partners in the studio with some great incentives to entice you to donate to the station.
I heard there's one where you might be able to catch a Frederick Meyer Garden show.
Yeah, we call this our golden ticket. This is, there are only a very limited number of these available. This is a package where you have the ability with a $600 donation. And again, we're going to be releasing these throughout the week at random times. But this Meyer Gardens golden ticket gets you, it's basically a way to break the system. If a show is sold out after they went on sale on this weekend, in fact, the tickets went on sale to members at 9 a.m. Saturday morning this weekend. If your favorite show was sold out, you didn't get a pair of tickets with the Meyer Golden Ticket Package that we've been given by Frederick Meyer Gardens in Sculpture Park. You get to get tickets to any of the sold out shows. You could choose only one, and you also get an annual membership to the Meyer Gardens. It is by far our most popular package in the spring. We've got a lot of other very cool dinner and a show packages, which are restaurant gift cards and tickets to a lot of really cool concerts. We've got the Black Keys. We've got Hozier. We've got all kinds of great shows. And you'll want to tune in to check those out as well, too. And one of the other things, which I think is really cool, we are offering a very limited number, only 10 of them, 10 slots to be a guest programmer on YCE.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So check it out. You are on the air. You do a show on Saturday, a music show. You're one of our great programmers. So someone could sit in with you, pick music out of the library. Allison will run the board and make sure everything sounds great. But you could be a guest programmer for an hour with any of your favorite programmers. And that is at a $500 donation. Again, these donations go directly to WYCE. There's no pass-through. So you are truly supporting independent community radio in West Michigan. That was a very long answer.
That's okay. I should have cut you off. So is that the first time that WYCE has offered guest programming as
I think an incentive? We've done it in the past. It's been a while, but we're glad to bring it back because, you know, we have graduations coming up. We have Father's Day. We have Mother's Day. Birthdays. What a cool... That's that gift you can't buy anywhere. So it'd be a really cool gift to, especially somebody who loves music, and they've always had that fantasy of, wow, I'd love to be on the radio just for an hour, but I don't want to run any of the equipment. This is it. This is the YCE guest programmer opportunity. So tune in next week, or you can make that donation online now at WYCE.org.
Or any time that you're listening to the radio and you're like, I could do way better. All of this music is awful.
Well,
now you have a chance.
Yes.
Of course, you're never thinking that on WYCE, but... The other ones.
Just don't say that to the programmer who's helping you during the time. And I do want to mention, Allison, it's real important people to know that we are coming to the end of the fiscal year, as I mentioned, and we've got a bit of a deficit. So donations right now in our last fund drive of the year would be really, really helpful to help us kind of erase some of that red ink and make us strong for the next year and beyond.
Great. Well, we're not just doing fund drives and fundraisers here at WYCE. We're also putting on events, a lot of these which are low cost or free to the public. Hard to do as a small grassroots radio station, like you said. But I know we have a few things coming up this summer. One of them being Friday Night Live. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
This is a new partnership with the great people at City Built Brewing. And we've partnered with Edwin and his team. We're going to be announcing three Friday night concerts in the summertime, one in June, one in July, one in August. We're really excited about this. If you've never been to City Built Brewing, it's in the north part of downtown GR, right across the street from the river, and just a really cool park. There's a park and open space just by Mason Street and Monroe, and that's where City Built Brewing is, right on the corner. They've got a great space. Weather permitting, will be outdoors, and looking forward to it. We'll have three very diverse bands for the Friday Night Live lineup, so stay tuned to WYCE. We will be announcing that very soon. We've also got our Tuesday Evening Music Club. Free concerts at Meyer Gardens if you're a member. Members get in free every Tuesday night. And shows running June 4th all the way to the end of August. For the Tuesday Evening Music Club with Meyer Gardens, and the sponsor is Ayers Basin Systems. WYCE is the exclusive radio and media sponsor, and we're really proud to be a part of that. And then we also have a concert series in July and August with Graham on the Green. Can you tell we're super busy? We have a lot going on. So that is the last two Thursdays of July, July 18th, July 25th, and then the first two Thursdays in August, which I think are August 1st and August 8th. I'm almost positive I have that memorized. You know I have a thing about calendar dates.
I do. He remembers every calendar date.
So a lot of fun going on. We hope you'll join us. It is so much fun to be outdoors and enjoy live music in the summertime in West Michigan.
Yeah, it's nice. It's always the best time to catch a concert outside. So if you are interested in catching any of those concerts that WYCE is either help putting on or putting on ourselves, go over to WYCE.org and look at some of the upcoming events and just keep an eye on what we've got going on. So, Phil, we are just about out of time for our show today, but is there anything that we haven't talked about that you want to make sure our listeners hear before we get off?
I was hoping you would ask.
Of course. It's a classic journalist question.
Every fun drive has a theme. This upcoming fun drive's theme, which is, again, this coming Monday, the 22nd through the 26th of April, we're celebrating 50 pioneering women in music. There are probably like 500,000 great women musicians across just this country alone, but these are 50 pretty legendary women musicians, singers, songwriters, you name it. Everybody from people like Alison Russell, who is amazing, Ani DeFranco, Ella Fitzgerald, Erykah Badu, Nina Simone, Nora Jones. The Accidentals are on this list. Sheryl Crow, Sade, The Warren Treaty, Tracy Chapman. So many great female artists that don't get a lot of commercial airplay. A lot of those artists that are really core artists here at WYCE, like Ani DeFranco. She's really never been played on commercial radio. Tracy Chapman has had some hits that have been covered by others. She's had a couple of hits, but has been a great staple here on WYCE. The Warren Treaty broke. We broke that record on WYCE here in Grand Rapids, and of course they went on to great success. So join us as we celebrate these pioneering badass women in music.
Yeah.
All 50 of them and a lot more next week.
I think that's a great theme. Usually when I'm on playing music, I get one note from a listener saying, thank you for playing female voices. And I think that is something that really sets WYCE apart from commercial radio stations. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Phil. Thanks for coming on the show today and doing what you do to make WYCE a world of music.
Thank you for being you and being the host of Community Connection and being a programmer, which is covered in awesome. Thanks, Allison.
Absolutely. You've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. To listen to any of the previous episodes of Community Connection, you can find us on Spotify. Make sure to follow along and hit that notification bell to make sure you don't miss any other episodes. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that is our program for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week, same place, same time, on 88.1 FM WYCE.